destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. I hope you're having a good week so far. Our Monday is coming to a close here. Hope this has been a good day, and I hope you have some good plans for the week. Hope you have some exciting things to look forward to. I have a very interesting topic tonight. I'm going to talk about the mind and emotions, something that I personally have dealt with a lot in my life, and I think that a really good understanding of this could help all of us have more success in our life in lots of areas, lots of areas. I mean, this is so prevalent. We'll talk about that later soon. Usually for those who are just tuning in, we have a little talk, a little discussion, and then around 7:30 or 7:25, we take a little break. And after that, we have you can call in and ask a question. And I'm here to answer your questions, or if you just have a comment about something or just want to connect, because a lot of you have called in before and you have news about what's going on, about what happened since we last talked. So we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to call in. You can actually call in before then if you want, but you'll have to wait until this talk is over in order to have a conversation. So it's up to you how you want to do it. Today is February the 25th. And today is a King of Clubs day with a Six of Spades planetary ruling card. Now, King of Clubs is one of my favorite cards in the whole deck. I think that, for the most part, there are people that deserve to be admired for how they live by the truth that they see and how keen their minds are. And they don't usually do it in an arrogant way. They're usually not arrogant or overbearing like some kings can be. So they're likable, and they like people. They're easy to get along with. They're usually very polite and very aware of other people around them. And when they say something, they usually think about it before they say it. Today's birthday is the Pisces King of Clubs. And the ruling card is the Six of Spades. And Six of Spades is not an easy card to have as a secondary card. It's kind of a tough card to have, whether it's a birth card or a ruling card. So with the Six of Spades will come emotional challenges and sometimes health challenges. Born today, we have people like Carrot Top, the comedian. We have Jim Backus, who used to play on Gilligan's Island. We have also actor Anthony Burgess. We have opera singer Enrico Caruso. We have musician John Doe. We have, Tia Leone, the actress. Sally Jesse Raphael, the TV talk show host. And Renoir, the painter Renoir. So, you know, it's interesting. You will find, among King of Clubs, you'll find a lot of artists, a lot of people, statesmen, a lot of people who have really contributed a lot to the world, and a lot of famous people because of their contributions. So happy birthday to all you February 25th people. Maybe you want to call in tonight, if you're listening, and have a little reading, see what's going on in your upcoming year. One quick announcement. For those of you who might happen to live close to Atlanta, Georgia, I'm going to be giving a talk. I think it's either free or very inexpensive, at a place called Serenity Lakes Wellness Center in Lawrenceville, Georgia. This is going to be on Wednesday, April the 9th, 2008. I'll be down there in person giving a talk on the card, just an introductory talk. But if any of you in the area would like to meet me and never see me talk, you're welcome to come join in. I'll be announcing this on my website, but if you want to write down a phone number right now, I'll give you the phone number who you can call down there to get information. But it's going to start at 7:30 in the evening, and it's on April 9th, 2008. The number down there is area code 678, area code 924-6868. 678-924-6868. So if you're down in that area, I know some of you are, I hope you'll come over and to the talk and introduce yourself and let me know who you are. It'll be great to meet you. Okay. Having that out of the way, now I'm ready to go on to the talk tonight, the mind and emotions. You know, all the books that teach, like even things like The Secret, and all the books by the masters of manifestation, and even spiritual masters of all kinds, they all speak about the importance of the mind. And they say things like, especially in yoga, they'll say, purify the mind. What does that mean, purify the mind? I got a filter I can run my mind through or something? And, you know, it is considered by all spiritual teachers, the mind, to be this powerful tool of creation that we use. And people know that. We all instinctively know that. And in our society, here in the United States, the mind is emphasized quite a bit. I mean, really, it's pretty much emphasized to the exclusion of other areas of our psyche. The mind is pretty much everything. If you're smart, you get good grades and you're applauded by everybody. And if you're not, if you don't do well in school or whatever, you're considered an outcast, basically. Okay? So the mind is kind of worshipped in our society. But we really need to understand how to use the mind effectively and where it doesn't really work. There's places where the mind just doesn't work, okay? And when we talk about the mind and emotions together, we're talking about two really powerful forces within us, and they work best together when there is a positive spin on things. We'll explain that here. So those of us who have powerful minds, and even those who don't have so powerful minds, but let's just say most of us, we become used to our minds coming up with the answers to all of our problems, the solutions to whatever. We're used to like problem solving. We see a problem, we fix it. And what do we use to fix it? We use our mind to figure it out. And it works most of the time. It really does. It really works well. And then because it works so good most of the time, we think it should work all the time. And we think it should work in every area of our life. But when we're dealing with emotional issues, our minds fail us. They absolutely fail us. And the problem is, all of us have emotional issues. These come from our childhood and from past lives, from early adulthood. We all have these buttons, these little hot buttons. And when somebody else does something, or just something happens, doesn't even have to be something that's done by somebody else. We can have a button pushed, and at that point we become emotional in a negative way. And if we become emotional in a negative way, we lose our cool and in turn lose our ability to think clearly. Let's just step back a little bit and look at this mind and emotions for a moment. They're very powerful when you combine them together. I mean, all the books about manifestation tell you that we should think positive thoughts. I mean, think about what we want and feel how it will feel to have that. That's what they say, you know, feel. And they say the more emotion you can create around a subject that you're trying to manifest, that you want to manifest, the faster it will be manifested. And the highest level of that is where you have faith, where you have a feeling come over you that you just know you're going to have it happen. That's faith. And that can cause instant manifestation. So the technology that's been discovered and talked about in hundreds of books, literally, including books I've written, is that you combine your thoughts with positive emotions about that which you wish to manifest. And the more, they always say the emotion, because without the emotion, those affirmations don't seem to have much juice. Now, a mind that is combined with an emotional state of love is the most powerful force in the universe. It really is. A mind combined with the emotion of love. Because love is the highest energy. It's the highest. In other words, it's higher consciousness. It accepts. It embraces. It brings unity. So when we're in a state of love, when we're in a state of feeling love and safe and giving and outward going, our mind then works miracles. We can have things just show up instantly in our life. Things we want to manifest can happen almost instantly, and sometimes instantly. Also, if the mind is combined with passion and determination, like people just get a goal in their mind and they just set their mind on it, and they're not going to give up no matter what. This causes things to be sped up. And they make a commitment, too, you know. They say that, you know, when you make a commitment to something, like it unleashes a really powerful force. And it's still, it's all combined with the mind, because that commitment is a mental construction. A commitment is a mental construction. It's a mental decision. It's like, I'm going to decide to think a certain way. And anyone who's accomplished anything great knows how powerful it is to have passion, determination, combined with really clear thinking about what you want. So this is real important to understand. The mind and emotions together are very powerful. And yet at the same time, when we're influenced by negative emotions, the mind becomes our enemy. Though we think we're doing the right thing, the ideas and plans we create at that time when we're upset, and the subsequent words and actions that follow all serve to create more problems for us in the future. They create conflict. If I'm emotionally hurt, I'm already believing that somebody out there did something to me bad. You understand? And, you know, if I'm hurt, I'm probably also angry. I might be afraid. And all these negative emotions get triggered. And these can get triggered completely out of the blue. You could just be having a great day, and just something somebody will say or something you see can just set off this chain of negative emotions, and before you know it, we're stuck. We're stuck in this negative place. We're feeling not safe. We're feeling not loved. We're feeling not cared for, not respected, not whatever, not included. We're feeling all those things in negative. And at that time, when we start to think about, because the mind will jump in right there and say, well, I've got to fix something. Got a problem here. I've got to fix it. So if right then and there we start going to our mind and we start looking for solutions, all those solutions are tainted by this negative emotion. Now, this is something we don't know. We think we're doing the right thing. We think we're fixing the problem. But in most cases, we're compounding the problem, because we're taking our negative feelings that we have inside and we're projecting them out into the world, and we're causing those to be magnified through the use of our mind. Now, this is very important to understand. Our mind is never doing anything good when it's influenced by negative emotions. We say things we don't really mean to say. We hurt other people's feelings. We do things that we don't really mean to do. Later on, we regret them when our mind is influenced by negative emotions. This is why so many people who go on like a killing spree, you've seen these people, just recently was one, and almost every time, in almost every case, so let's say, I don't know, maybe 95% of the cases, at the end, they kill themselves. And I had an experience once. I was in a beach in Florida with my wife, and we were just having a little picnic out on the beach. It was a beautiful day. There was a lot of people out on the beach. All of a sudden, the seagulls started to bother us. They saw the food. And at first, it was kind of fun, you know, the seagulls, because then you throw something out and they get it. But all of a sudden, my wife was eating a sandwich, and all of a sudden the seagull swooped down and just, like, grabbed it out of her hand and scratched her hand. And I have Moon in Aries. I get angry very quickly. And I just immediately went into a fit. I just really went into a rage right then and there. You know, I was just, and I was determined. I was going to get that bird. You know, it was just like a, like instant. I didn't think about it. I just reacted. So I picked up a rock from the beach, and I threw it, and I actually hit that bird. I can't believe I hit him because I'm not that good of a rock thrower. But I actually hit that bird, and I broke his leg. And I was just furious. And as soon as that bird fell down with a broken leg, I realized that I had made a terrible mistake. All my anger was gone, and I realized that was foolish. That bird was just doing what it does to survive. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't trying to hurt me or my wife. That wasn't what the bird was doing. But see, I couldn't see that when I was angry. I couldn't see that when I was upset. I didn't see that until after I had exhausted my anger. Then I was highly remorseful. I felt really bad, and people were gathering around the bird going, "What happened to this bird?" And I felt so ashamed, I had to just leave as quickly as possible. I'm embarrassed to even talk about it. This is one of the things I really feel bad about to this day. But I learned a valuable lesson that day. I learned a lesson about my anger and about how I react to things. And I see that this is true in all areas of my life. If I react to something with anger, hurt, or upset, and if I act on that, if I use let my mind have its way and do what it tells me to do, I'm going to end up creating a lot more problems for myself and for other people, and hurt somebody. And it's never true. The thing I'm believing in that moment, the thing that my mind is telling me in that moment, the justification I may have about how I feel, and the anger I may feel, is all based on untruth. It's all untrue. And it's going to cause more problems for me in the future if I act on it. Now you think about these people who go on these killing rampages, and these people are by and large those who let it build up for a long time. It's not an instant thing like me. I got Moon in Aries. I just react quickly. I don't let things hang around. I can't stand it. I can't bear to hold it in. But some people, they have a nature that's more fixed, and these things build up over time, and then when they explode finally, it's huge, like a volcano erupting. And they may have to kill 5 or 10 people before their anger subsides because it's built up for such a long time. But even so, at the very end, they see what they did and their anger is gone and they realize, oh my God, these people weren't out to get me. These people didn't disrespect me. They were just people. They were just people doing their thing. This is what the mind comes to. So even when we think about our day-to-day life, you know, and we think about even little things that happen during the day, it is so important to look at whether we're being triggered emotionally by something or not. Some people really don't even know. I've noticed that some people are not even aware that they are triggered. They just go immediately into fixing. And with my Moon in Aries, I would just go right into action about my anger or whatever in the past. It takes a lot of control to stop that process for myself. And I see, though, that a lot of people aren't even aware that they're upset. They're just doing the bad things to other people out of their upset and not even knowing they're upset and feeling justified by whatever the situation was. They reason it out and say, well, this person deserved what I did because of what they did. There's a reasoning going on. But the problem with that reasoning is that reasoning, which is a function of the mind, was influenced by a negative, painful emotion. So the more that we can understand ourselves, the more that we can know about our own emotions, about what triggers us, knowing if we're triggered or not. Am I activated right now? Am I imbalanced right now? Am I emotional? Just knowing that is a huge step. For some people, that is the biggest step. Because with that awareness, then, there's an opportunity to intervene. If I know that I'm upset, then I have a choice about whether I act on it or not. I have a choice whether I start planning and plotting. How many of you, like, when I think about people in legal battles, now I'm not talking about corporations necessarily, but even in corporations, because corporations, as a matter of fact, are just really a bunch of people together, and there are people that decide to take legal actions against each other. Well, the whole legal thing is about fighting, and it's a very thought-out version of fighting. It's very thinking-oriented. And I've had some experience with legal matters. And sometimes, you know, if I'm upset about something and I see that that's the only recourse there is, I will do it. But there's a little voice inside of me that always says, you know, that's not really going to solve the problem, because the problem is you're upset, Robert. You're upset. And that's the problem here, not what the other person did or what you, all the other stuff. And taking legal action like that is just a complete waste of money, and it's avoiding the real issue of what is going on inside of me. Now, each of us on this planet, if you really want to see, you know, a beautiful planet, we all have these dreams of a beautiful planet, and there's a lot of fantasy, you know, the Age of Aquarius is going to bring in the Age of Enlightenment and everything, and, you know, if you really want to see a good, have a world of peace and beauty, it has to start with us individually. It's not going to happen by going out there and saving the whales. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with saving the whales or saving the seals or saving the polar bears or anything. But if we're not managing our emotions, if we're not dealing with the negativity within ourselves, all we're doing is spreading that and magnifying that and amplifying that and doubling it and tripling it and quadrupling it around ourselves. It's up to each of us to look inside, look at the negative emotions that we may have that come up on a day-to-day basis, and see, are we going into thinking? Are we going into fixing it? Are we going into trying to make it better? Or are we dealing with ourselves? Are we trying to change the external world? See, the mind is about manifesting in this external world. That's what it's all about. It's a tool for that. That's what it is. It's a tool for manifestation in the external world, but that's not the only world that exists. There's a complete inner world going on for all of us. So the key here, and this always comes back to the whole thing about the Ace of Spades and what's lying, what's the truth behind what we see in the world, is that the real truth is what's going on inside of people. What's really happening inside of people. It's not even what people do or what we do. It's really, why are we doing it? What's the motivation? So, you know, there's so many stories in ancient India about different enlightened masters who did different things that were totally outrageous. And they seemed to be completely immoral or bad. And yet, when the whole story was revealed, what they did was done from love and out of love and beautiful. So there is no action, really, that can be considered in itself evil, in a sense. Okay? But any action, even things that appear to be good, like, you know, helping other people even, can be motivated from something negative, and that action is going to result in more negativity out in the world. So this is why it's so important, and I guess because I'm a Cancer, this is why I talk so much about emotions. I know that not everybody really deals with life on that basis as much as Cancers do. But everybody does have some feelings. And if they're not aware of how these feelings are affecting their thoughts, when they're activated, they're causing more, their life is getting worse, not getting better. That's just how it works. Okay, so I hope that helped some of you understand yourself, and especially in the relationship to what comes up when you're activated. What does activate? You know, everybody's got little buttons to get activated. I know mine pretty well. I think God manages to activate me at least once or twice a day, every single day. And it's up to me, what do I do with it? What am I going to do with it? I know I'm activated. Am I going to sit there and think about it and try to figure something out? No. not going to do that anymore. Doesn't work. Okay. We're going to take a short break right now. We have a new song. If those of you who weren't here last week, I introduced a new song for the Bhakti Rock CD, and this is called Rama Rama. We're going to play that, and when we come back, we're going to take your calls. So if you're thinking of calling in tonight to answer some questions, now would be the time. This is Robert Camp, and I'll be right back.
Come
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome back to the show, or to the show if you're just coming on. Now is the time for our questions and answers. And we have some callers on the line, but we still have lines open. So if you're thinking of calling, now is the time. I'd like to speak with Kendra. Are you there, Kendra?
I am. Hi, Robert.
How are you? And your birthday is December 24th,
1979? That's right.
Good. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, as you know, I am a seven of hearts, and I'm actually at the point in my life where I'm really trying to find a career change, and I feel like I'm stuck, and I feel like I'm making the right choices, and I'm just wondering what holds for me within the next year. I've just been, you know, really trying to focus on that. I just had a child. My son is 7 months, and I'm just really looking for something different, and I'm not sure exactly what path I should be taking, or if I'm on the right path as of right now.
Well, what path are you on right now?
Well, I'm actually a stay-at-home mom, and I'm really trying to focus and open my own business, which is in the cooking industry. And there's so many different business propositions that come my way that I feel that I can do, but I'm not sure which avenue I should be taking. So.
Well, I'm not, you know, when I hear you talking, Kendra, I get the feeling like you want, like, something really different in your life.
I do.
So, I mean, what is it in your life that's now, that's happening now, that you don't want to have anymore? What's the part you would change?
I'd say things that have something to do with career, probably bad relationships.
Yeah.
And okay. I really want to focus my time on more of my career instead of my past love life. And I think that's consumed me for so much of my life that I have not been able to focus so much on a career, I think.
Well, so, okay. Okay. So, you know, your birthday does have a lot of relationship karma, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You have that as part of your makeup. And you can take a vacation from it for a while. You know.
Okay.
It's always going to be there. It's going to be there for you to come back to at some point.
Okay.
But if it's dragging you down, you can take a little break. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people take breaks sometimes. It's good sometimes to take a break.
Yes.
So this is a year for you where the number one theme of this year, and the year already began on your birthday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The theme of this year is change.
Okay.
I mean, complete change. You really should be thinking about leaving where you live and going somewhere else, for example. You should be thinking, like, how can I really have a really big change in my life? You know, go somewhere where nobody knows you or something.
Wow.
I'm not exactly sure what the exact specifications of this should look like for you,
mm-hmm.
but it's just so strong that you need to have a change that I don't think I can underestimate that.
See? Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And
yeah.
I've been to stay.
Your phone is breaking up, Kendra.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay.
Up there
I've been wanting to make that change, but just that fear of something different and going to another state where I'm not known, you know, with a new baby.
Isn't it interesting how, like, we say we want something different?
Uh-huh.
I really want something different, but I'm afraid of something different.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's human nature. That's how it is to be human. That's part of being human.
Okay.
We're like that, you know.
Yeah.
But still, you gotta have some faith, you know.
That's like, right.
You gotta have some faith in God. Like, God's not gonna punish you.
That's right. And I feel that way sometimes. I really do, because of, you know, the things that I've done in my past and just, you know, my karma. I feel like I'm trying to do everything so right that I think I'm doing it wrong.
Well, you know, if we're really hard on ourselves and if we're operating out of some sense of guilt about our past, you know, we're probably gonna make bad choices that way, too.
Yeah.
That can be a bad choice in itself. So lighten up a little bit if you can, you know.
Okay.
Don't be so hard
on
yourself.
That sounds great.
Just kind of like roll with it. You know, just have faith. Everything's going to be fine, but you do need to get out of where you are. You just need to go.
That was great. I thank you so much, and I just wanted to tell you how much I really admire you and appreciate your work. And I have been studying the love cards, I'd say, for 3 years, and my friend and I, it's like a part of our life every single day. It's a lifestyle in which we live. So I really, really thank you for
thank
all
you
of
for
the
sharing
team.
That. I appreciate it, Kendra. And good luck
all
with
right.
everything. This is going to be a great year for you, one you'll never forget. So just get going.
Don't great. Hesitate. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now we have a caller calling us from Virginia. Her name is Linda. Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I'm here, Robert.
How are you, Linda?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Have I spoken to you before?
No, this is my first time calling in, and I'm new to the love cards. I've been following the cards, I guess, for about 3 or 4 months now. And they've been so accurate, I decided to do some more investigating and take it a little further. And I got an email that you were on the radio tonight.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Is your birthday June the 13th, 1967?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I just want to make sure we have that before we start. Go ahead.
Yes. My question is more along the lines of security. Just recently separated from my husband of 17 years of marriage. Out on my own as a single mother with two beautiful girls, 9 and 12, and a new job, newly promoted at the company I'm working with, and also have my own business. So security for me right now is really important. Really happy with my decision. Just want to feel a little more faithful and moving forward and knowing that I'm making good choices.
Well, I think you're absolutely made good choices. There's no doubt about it. And by shortly after your birthday, you're going to be ready for a new relationship.
Okay.
You sure got quiet there for a while.
You say so.
I could hear you digesting that.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
more focused on
the security piece right now.
Well, you know, security is a state of mind, believe it or not. I mean, yeah, a certain amount of money would make you feel safer, of course. But, you know, it's like the last woman who called, you know. When you make a move for yourself like you have, and she's getting ready to make, it's always going to be scary.
That's true.
It's always going to be a little scary. We're leaving behind what we know and for something that's unknown. Mm-hmm. But you did it. You've already made the move.
Yep.
I mean, you're on your way. You've already, like, basically set the stage here for, you know, what's going to come next. And it sounds like you've got a lot of good support going on.
Yeah, a lot of support. Mainly God and spirit and trust and being faithful to my decision and moving forward with it. And
I know it's kind of hard to conceive that relationships might come back into your life so quickly, but it's on its way.
Yeah, I believe that. I'm open to it.
It'll be after your birthday. I mean, you might actually date somebody a little bit before your birthday,
mm-hmm.
but it'll just be more like, you know, getting back into shape,
mm-hmm.
relationship-wise, just kind of getting back and understanding. But you won't be without relationship for too long, not from what I can tell.
Okay, I'm hoping.
And it's all going to be okay. You know, you are a four of diamonds. This is the card that you are in this system. Are you aware of that at all?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not
so four diamonds.
Exactly what that means,
Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about your card, okay?
Okay.
Four of diamonds it means literally really good, sound values, you know, knowing what you want from life. Knowing what's important and what's not important. Four of diamonds all have that. Do you understand?
Yes.
But four of diamonds also they have a little bit of a lazy streak in them. And they keep thinking, life should be easier for me. Why is it so hard? Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And they, and whenever they look for an easy way out, guess what? It totally backfires.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like, for example, looking for a marriage partner that would make it all better. No matter what a Four Diamonds woman will do, she'll end up in a relationship where she has to do a lot of work. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the solution then to that?
Please don't say work hard.
Sorry, didn't mean to ruin your day.
No, I'd rather work smart.
Yeah, but you don't know how to work smart.
Okay.
You work hard and the smart will come afterwards.
Okay.
Working smart means somehow getting out of it.
Yeah.
Getting around it somehow, you know. It means kind of avoiding it on some level. Do you understand?
I do.
And four has to work for everything. There's some very successful and famous Four of Diamonds. People like Bruce Willis is Four Diamonds. The actress Glenn Close is Four Diamonds.
Oh.
And these people are hardworking. Do you understand?
I do.
And you know, you might as well just kind of get used to it. Like, just say, you know, okay, I may not ever really like it, but this is what I got to do, and I'm going to do it because I want to have a great life.
I do.
You see?
Yeah.
You may never like it. You may never enjoy working hard. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were enlightened, you may not enjoy working hard. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to work hard, and you might as well get with the program so you can start having this great life that's promised to you.
Well, wish me luck.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll be something that you have a choice in. In your next relationship, don't look for an easy way out.
Yeah.
Don't look for a guy that's going to make it all better, and don't go for a guy who's promising to make it all better. He's the same guy that's going to turn around and have you become a slave. Do you understand?
I do, yeah.
It'll be the same guy that turns around and changes his mind. Now he wants you to do all this stuff. Just be prepared to go into any relationship and say, I'm going to work on it. I'm here to work. Put me to work. You do that and everything will be different for you. Guaranteed.
Okay.
It's your karma. You're very welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing and being on the call. Bye-bye. Okay. We have time for one more call before we take a break, and we have Nicole from Pennsylvania. We got East Coast people tonight. Are you there, Nicole?
Yes, I am.
How are you, Nicole?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And is your birthday June 1st, 1979?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. And what can I do for you this evening?
Pardon me. I'm just wondering, I'm planning on moving, and I'm having a baby, and I was just wondering if you could give me some insight as to if my cards say that a move would be good, and maybe if issues with the father would be straightened out.
Now, you know, your phone is very distorted. I can barely make out the words you're saying. Your phone is very distorted, like it's muffled.
Okay, let me try to put phone real quick.
Hello?
Is that better?
That's
tremendously better.
Okay.
Take that other phone and throw it in the trash can.
Okay.
Now, what did you ask me again? Because I'd like to hear what you said.
I'm contemplating a move, and I'm pregnant right now, and I was just wondering what the cards say about, like, if it shows that this is a good time for me to move, and if there's anything that you can see about straightening issues out with the baby's father.
So, okay, so you have a child, and They're not getting along well with the father on some level. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Is he being responsible for the child that he helped make?
So far.
Financially?
To some extent.
Do you have a legal binding contract with him? Do you have it all worked out?
No.
And why is that?
No, there's pardon me?
Why not?
Well, the baby's not born yet.
Well, what better time to be working that out?
Yeah.
But then now?
Unfortunately, I can't really do anything legally as far as the child support and all that until after the baby's born.
Well, you could be talking about it with him.
Well, we have been.
And what's he saying?
Well, he's actually moving away and getting married.
Does his fiance know that you're pregnant with his child?
Yes, she does.
Good.
It was his ex-girlfriend, and we were together, and she came back, and they ended up together. It's a big mess.
You know, this is so typical for a three of spades, and you are a three of spades. Your card, three of spades card. Do you know your card? Do you know about the card?
Yes, I do.
Okay. See, because three of spades love to have a lot of drama in their life.
I don't necessarily love it.
Oh, yes, you do.
But it seems to happen.
Well, it doesn't seem, yeah, it seems to happen means that you create it, see. Yeah, it seems to happen because you're making it happen. You're making choices every day that contribute to this being a more or less continual state in your life. Do you understand?
Yes.
You can change it, but you can't change it until you see that you're the one doing all this. That's the first step to change. See? Like, I can't change something unless I actually created it. See? Unless I have
yes.
the power to change it. So do you want to have a different kind of life?
Yes, I do.
Then you're going to have to take a look at what you're up to. It sounds very messy what you got going.
Pretty much.
You're a three of spades and a nine of hearts, and I would be very, just be a little brazen here, but people with these cards often have boundary issues. You know what that means? They don't know how to set healthy boundaries around themselves, relationship-wise and so forth. So now you have a child. This is going to increase your karma exponentially. You understand? It's
yeah.
not just you anymore. It's just not you and your boyfriends anymore. It's going to be you and a child. And this is going to have a profound effect on your life. And you may or may not like, you know, the things that come up as a result, because this is going to put a heavy load on you like you've never imagined before. I mean, I'm speaking from experience. I've made probably every mistake you've made in my life. I'm not proud of it, but I've done it, and I can't judge people for it. You know what I mean? I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you, this is going to be intense. So, should you move? I think so. But make sure that baby is provided for. If you can do anything at all, make sure that that is handled really like, no kidding, like that kid is provided for. And that the man who inseminated you is taking financial responsibility with no questions. You understand?
Yeah, I definitely don't plan on letting him get off with that. And part of my plan with my move is also continuing my education once I move. So.
Yeah. Well, your birthday comes up in not too long, a couple months here. You know, I don't see anything terribly significant between now and your birthday. But next year is a whole new day. It's a whole new thing. It's a whole new beginning for you next year. Okay?
Okay.
This was actually, believe it or not, this year that you are, you know, still in but kind of finishing up. It's actually a really good year. I mean, it's really considered to be a very fortunate year, the year that you're just ending right now.
Yeah, it hasn't really been a bad year.
Yeah. I mean, good things have happened to you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The thing about it is, though, when the good things happened, how did you, what did you do with it? Like, what did you, you know, how did you use it? See? That's the bottom line there. How did you actually use all that good fortune? What did you do with it? Because, you know, those years when we get our wishes fulfilled and things like that, you know, everybody has them every once in a while. And they're great, but sometimes we get our wishes, but we really didn't think it far enough ahead, you know? We didn't think it out. So, are you thinking this guy might come back to you?
I don't want him to.
What are you thinking?
I just wonder. Pardon me?
You thinking that he might?
He's getting married in a couple months. However, the past week or two, he's been calling me, telling me, like, that he loves me and he thinks the best visitation would be as if we were together. And just there's several issues of when we were together that are not reconcilable. But my main concern is how he's going to be with baby, if he's going to fulfill financial responsibility and emotional obligations to the child. Like, I know he's not going to be living in the immediate area, but I just am wondering, and if he's going to be a hassle to me. Like, so, pretty
much. Remember what I said about not having trouble with boundaries?
Yeah.
Here you have a guy that got you pregnant, and he's getting married to somebody else, and you're talking to him. That's an example of really unhealthy boundaries. Especially if he's talking about, you know, getting back together with you and something like that.
Yeah.
That's not good. It's not good for you or the kid, or your kid.
Yeah.
And, see, it's like learning how to let people go. How to really, like, close a door. Like, you know, he's made his plans. He's with somebody else. He's going to get married to her. Great. Have him go for it. But why is he talking to you? And why are you talking to him? That's a bigger question.
That's a pretty good question.
Yeah. Like, what do you think that's going to, what's that going to solve? You having conversations with him behind his fiance's back. See? So it's very important. You're going to start cleaning up your act here. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, get clean. Like, say, hey, does your fiance know you're talking to me and saying these things?
Well, I told him, you know, that he's out of line with some of the things that he's saying to me, and I didn't think his fiance would appreciate it. And that if he wants to talk to me about my doctor's appointments and whatnot, that's fine, but he's a soon-to-be-married man, and he needs to respect that and not...
What is his birthday, by the way? What is his birthday?
His is 11/4/84.
November the 4th? Mm-hmm. Three of diamonds? You better not trust anything he says to you.
No, I don't trust anything he's ever said to me.
You here you are, knocked up with his child.
Yeah.
No matter what you say, you know, your actions are pretty loud. See? So, it's up to you to clean this up. Get some support. Get some other people on your side. Get a counselor. Get some family people to talk and help you. But get it cleaned up. Get your life cleaned up. You know, if he calls you again, call his girlfriend, his fiance, and let her know exactly what he's saying to you.
Well, I wrote her an email, and I just don't think she believes it. And a lot of times when he calls, I won't answer. I've sent him emails telling him not to contact me, and he'll usually, when he knows I have a doctor's appointment, use that as an excuse to call or something.
Well, I mean, you should. You there is some communication that's appropriate in this situation because you have a.
Yeah, but he doesn't generally talk about the doctor's appointments when he calls me. Usually, the first couple minutes are about the doctor's appointments, and then we end up on the phone for an hour talking about completely other things.
But see, that's you, not him. That's not his problem. That's your problem. You're the one that's not stopping the call. See. You can stop at any time, can't you?
Yeah. Like last night, he called me like 10 times. I didn't answer, so.
Yeah,
I didn't
and when
have
you,
to deal
and
with
when
the
you
drama.
Talk on the phone, when he calls you on the phone, you can make it very short and curt if you want to. But if you want something from him, if you think you want something like his attention, his affection, or whatever, you'll keep him on the phone. It's a tough situation, but these are like you're in your Saturn return right now. This is a big lesson for you. It's a time for you to grow up. Everybody grows up around age 28, 29. It's a big growing up period for all of us. Trust me. Nobody likes it. But it's necessary because it's, you know, it's about learning to be a responsible adult, not a kid. Part of you will never grow up because you're a three, and that's good. That part's fun and good, no problem. But when it comes now, you have a child. It's not just you anymore. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Not just you playing around, having sex and having fun and getting the attention of boyfriends and all that stuff. It's no longer about you anymore. It's about a child. Same thing for this guy. I don't think he's quite got it yet. He's going to be the father of a child soon. His girlfriend doesn't get it. None of them get it. None of you guys get it. You don't get it.
Oh, well, I get it. I have children already, so.
Oh, my God. You already have kids?
Yeah, I have two kids.
Oh, my God. You haven't learned yet. Still out there having sex. Without commitment. So three of spades. So three of spades. Birth control will be good. Okie doke. I see a new beginning for you this coming year, but, you know, how it's going to be. I mean, you've had good influences this year. You'll have some more good ones next year. But exactly how that will all turn out for you is depending on the consciousness you bring into your life. And you need some consciousness real soon here. Okay? You need to be aware. You need to be more aware. Soon. Because these things are going to, they have a way of piling up as we get older. All of a sudden, we start having a lot of regrets. You might have a few regrets already with all these kids. Anyway, I need to go to the next caller. Nicole,
okay.
I appreciate you calling, and I wish you well. Why don't you check back with us again after your birthday?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good night. Okay, we're going to take a short break now. When we come back, we have more calls. There are lots of lines open, though. If you'd like to call in, now will be a good time. On the break here, I'd like to hear the song Shiva off my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and this is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you're having a pleasant evening, and we are continuing with our calls and questions and answers. And we have a friend of mine, Deborah from Ojai. Are you there, Deborah?
Yes, I am, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
It's interesting. How's it going for you?
Oh, good. Well, life is always interesting, of course.
Isn't it?
It's just never a dull moment.
Ever. I just want to ask you real quick before we start. Did you get my email about the MySpace, or it was a couple weeks ago? I don't think you got it.
About like an invitation to MySpace?
No.
Oh, about having a yeah, I didn't get a chance to respond to that. I have a MySpace page, but it's so complicated. I got all confused and it's all messed up now, and I can't use it anymore.
Okay.
I tried to redo it, and I can't for some reason.
It's
all messed up. I guess I'm just not meant to be on MySpace.
Okay, cool. I just wondered because I'm like, whoa. Okay, so here we go. First, thank you for sharing earlier, too, about the story with the bird. I came in on the end of it, but that was very good.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm a little embarrassed to talk about that, but...
I know, we are, too, sometimes on this end, too, so that was very cool. Okay, here we go. First, I'm calling, like I promised, to give you a really hard time because you're always right. It drives me nuts, like my mother.
I love being right.
I know, and you're good at it, too. So here's the deal. I really remember you telling me, because we haven't spoken in a couple months, that I would be the one to give up on my boyfriend and believe. And I said, no way. And you're like, the year hasn't even started yet, blah, 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 blah. Well, you're right. And I finally had to let him go because I'm just not good at long-distance relationships. And now that my gate's open, I don't want to close it again. So many men in my life, but there's one that made an impact. I'm not sure it's positive, and I'd like to ask you about him. But before we go there, I don't know, can you answer an astrological question on this show?
I can, but I'm not gonna whip out a chart on the show.
No, it's real simple.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The eclipse, I'm early sign Virgo conjunct Pluto, early sign, like 3 degrees.
Yeah.
Eclipse
just
hit that. And not only do I have that, I'm a little terrified, I also have Saturn conjunct natal Pluto and Pluto conjunct natal Saturn all at once.
You know, those aren't bad influences.
They aren't? They look scary to me. You know how you can't read your own...
Well, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about astrology that are prevalent today.
Okay.
And, you know... Somebody writes a book and they say something, everybody believes it because it's in a book.
Right.
And a lot of the stuff they say is really not true. And it's been proven to be, you know, that these a lot of things that we think are bad are good, and some things we think are good are bad. Pluto conjunct Saturn is a hugely great aspect, usually for career.
Okay.
I mean, that can catapult a person's career into the...
And one of them is in my 10th house. The other's in the 7th. So,
well, it didn't even matter what house it was in, almost, because Saturn is already a significator of career.
Okay.
Regardless of what house it's in.
Okay.
So Pluto on your Saturn could propel your career into a whole new sphere.
Well, that's happening.
Big. Like, I'll give you an example. My ex-wife had Saturn in her 6th house.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto conjuncted her Saturn, and she went from being a yoga teacher, in a period of a year, she
mm-hmm.
went from being just a yoga teacher to the stars.
Wow. Okay.
It was so fast. It happened so quickly.
Wow.
And
it's
so
Saturn
those,
to me taking mastership finally, too.
Well, Saturn on Pluto is... A conjunction is not so bad, you know?
Okay.
And, you know, Pluto is a planet of how you use your power in your life. So
mm-hmm.
Saturn's crossed over your Sun and your Pluto, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole thing. It's not just one. It was really the combination of both.
Okay. And they flipped, isn't it?
It's really about your career, I think, mostly.
Okay.
I think it's about, like, well, what are you going to do with your life, you know?
Okay, so I'll go to the next. I'm going to try to keep it quick because I've got three that I wanted to touch on. I guess the next one, I'll leave the guy for last because it's always let me go to the next one.
There's always some guy back there somewhere.
Oh, nightmare in my life, nightmare. But it's okay. That's why I quit for 10 years, remember? Okay,
right.
Now the next one is, if I don't know if you'll remember, you have so many callers, but the last time I called, there was a reoccurring health concern that caught me so off guard, and it is a big thing in my life. I am in remission. I've had it a couple months. I've been in remission a month, and I don't have cancer, but they just call it remission because it will come and go, but we never thought it would. Well,
uh-huh.
Now they're saying I have to keep my legs up in a recliner pretty much most of the day for the rest of my life. But
because
of the veins in my legs, yeah, it's a serious thing. But that's cool. I mean, it's been an adjustment I'm feeling, but now I'm going for disability. The doctor's supporting it. I got the lawyer, the whole ball of wax. And you had said I'd be working with three different things. Well, I feel like I work for the government now, and I've been working with three different agencies, and it's all going well. It's a little stressful, but, you know, it's opened up a different thing for me that I didn't expect. You know, I like to write, and I really haven't had the time to put into it. And that one thing I had sent you, I've got three edits and a rewrite to do on it. And I'm also just printed something for the first time. The newspaper took it, and then somebody else has asked me to contribute. So I feel like possibly this is going to open that up more. And I'm going to do this thing for no money right now until these other issues get settled. But my question is, even though you might have other answers, my question is... do you see anything in the next 6 to 18 months dealing with possibly having this disability claim come through to the positive? Because
first of all, Queen of Hearts have the best karma for legal things of any other card in the deck.
Okay.
So they usually win.
Before.
They
okay.
usually win.
Okay.
You got
right,
that going for you. You got that going for you.
And I'm a Virgo, so I have all the paperwork, I have all the backing, and I'm honest. So
that's why they win, possibly, because they're so they know how to do it. Somehow they know.
Okay.
Number two, you have a 10 of Diamonds in Jupiter this year.
Okay.
You know that.
Good. I've seen it. I know, but when I look at my stuff, I know it's my ego and my mind. I instantly look at it where if I read for somebody else, I'd be like, the same way you are. But when it's me, I go, oh, dear God. You know, I just imagine the worst, because I know each aspect has the duality and the positive and negative. But, of course, as myself, I just go, oh, no, you know, so.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's why you call on the show. So
that's
you're welcome
right.
to call.
Okay, good. All right, last question. Oh, jeez. Are you ready? This may be nothing. Well, it's already been something. it may not amount to anything, but I've learned a lot already. And this is the only guy so far. I'm sure there'll be many more, as you said. But there is one that just tweaked me really bad. And we're still, I think, maybe in communication. We're on round three, you know, and we've sparred and gone to our own sides of the rink, licked our wounds, come back in. I don't know what's going on. He is January 1st, 1960. Help me. Help me, please.
Well, you picked you picked like your Mars card to fight with.
Of course. So I guess
to fight with. You're not going
to
beat a King of Spades.
I understand.
You're not going to win against the King of Spades.
Draw between us too, but as much as that's there, ooh.
Whatever you're competing with him about, you can forget it.
Well, I don't think we're competing.
You'll win the legal battle. Be happy with that.
Okay. All right, cool.
And, you know, I don't know the whole extent of what's going on with you and him. Like, you guys, have you had sex?
No, we haven't even met yet. We had a blow-up. He lived close, thank goodness. And we had a little blow-up right before. We're like, trying to... We both kind of like each other, but we're coming from different angles, sort of what we want, but I don't think we really are. It just appears that
way. You know, you may be, every once in a while you can meet somebody in life and you just rub each other the wrong way. It's nobody's fault.
Right.
You just do.
Yeah.
And it's better to cut your losses and let it go.
All right.
I think.
Okay.
I mean, you can respect each other and walk away as kind of, you know, respecting each other.
Yeah, it's a draw, yeah.
But why go into it if you already feel competitive? You haven't even met yet. And you're already having these competitive feelings.
Well, of course, if you must know, the argument's over sex, of course. And
it's about sex?
Yeah.
Like you're arguing, you're having discussions about sex and arguing about the discussions? That's a stitch.
Oh, I have a headache from this. I need a cigarette, right? I don't even smoke, but whatever, you know. And I think we both want the same thing, but I was trying to hold him back, and he's pissed, and it's. I don't
can't
know.
Even if you guys can't even agree that you both want sex. That's kind of.
I know. Okay.
Sounds a little dysfunctional.
I think so. On both sides. Mine particularly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think so.
I love my guy in Belize, damn it. Well, that's my question.
All right. Well, it's great to hear from you, Deborah. I'm glad you called. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. I hope to meet you one day, and I love your work, and just keep it up. And I love, thanks for playing Shiva, my favorite song. I like that new one you put on, too. That was pretty good, too.
Thank you. Yeah. Rama. Yeah, I like it, too. I've been listening to it a lot lately. Thanks for the comments, so I appreciate it,
Deborah. All right. Take care, Robert. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's always fun, I tell you. We have fun talking. Queen of Hearts are fun, especially when they're like and just lighten up and laugh about everything and not get taken so seriously. That's such a wonderful thing. Okay, we have a caller from Castro Valley. The California people are checking in. Wendy, are you there, Wendy?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Okay, great.
And are you born June 12th, 1956?
Right.
Okay, good. What can I do for
you? Okay, I'm new at this, and my daughter was telling me that I'm a five of diamonds.
Yes.
And recently, I was married for 24 years, and recently have separated from my husband. I'm not working at the current time, and I just want to know what my purpose is now. I just feel really lost right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were married how long?
24 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it was a very long time.
Well, I mean, nothing wrong with it being a long time, but people often need time after such a relationship to transition, you know.
We need time to transition, you said?
Yeah, don't you think you, a normal person, would need some time to transition from being married to being single again?
Right, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. So you're in that transitionary period right now.
Okay.
You know, you got to, like, just kind of lighten up about that and let that be, like, a year.
A year?
Yeah. How long has it been since you guys broke up?
Actually, we were, we broke up, like, 2 years ago, got back together, possibly, like, 6 months ago, and then he said he still wasn't happy, and so it's been probably about a month now.
Okay. So this is kind of new, and, you know, I'm just saying that it's good to give it yourself a little time.
Right, right.
To go from point A to point B.
Right, right.
I mean, all this is just right, and you're in the hardest period of the year right now, which ends on, well, actually it ends in a couple days.
Oh, it does, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Almost over, so
okay.
All your concerns, I know you've had concerns.
Yes.
During this period, worrying about money and other things.
Yes, yes. Definitely. Because I'm not working,
well,
and I was just like, oh,
yeah.
Oh no, what's going to happen? I'm trying to reinvent myself and get into another, I'm getting my certification to become a doula, and I'm just trying to look forward to that and hope that that goes well, but kind of I'm at a standstill right now.
To become a what?
A doula. That is a mother, I mean, a mother who mothers the mother while she's in labor.
Oh, okay. So it's
yeah.
like a midwife kind of a situation?
Kind of, yes. Except for I just have a certification for it only and not the degree.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that sounds like something you really want to do. Sounds
yes, I do.
Yeah. So, you know, you got plans in place. And you worry, sometimes worry, there is no answer to it. It's just worry.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes away all by itself.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, it's just, the situation hasn't changed at all. But you're not worried anymore.
If I'm not worried about it. Okay, so this...
So you'll see that even like a week from now, you'll see that you're not worried as much.
Okay, okay.
It's going to start fading out real soon here.
Oh, great, great.
And that'll just kind of lighten your day, and then you'll look at your situation and go, hey, everything's cool, you know, it's all going just as I planned it.
All right, okay. And so then my finances and everything, do you see that that's going to be, so stop worrying about all that, everything's just going to
that's
be okay?
That's what you're worrying about is your finances.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what you're worrying about right now. That is what I'm referring to when I say it's going to pass.
Okay, all right, okay.
Worry is going to pass.
Okay, all right.
And
the anger and all that stuff, that will all pass. And
well, the anger, you know, that's a separate issue, but I don't know. But I will tell you a little secret about anger.
Okay.
Anger is our way of hanging on to somebody.
Hmm.
We don't want to let them go.
Right.
And it's like making an appointment. It's like I'm gonna bring you back into my life someday.
Uh huh.
That's what it's all about. That's what anger is about.
Okay, I could see that too. Okay. Okay.
So you might want to consider that. You know, maybe you'd like to really let him go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
It's always up to you, of course.
Yeah.
There's a lot
more fun things. I want to do that. I'm ready to move on, and I feel like positive things are going to happen for me. That's why I was calling. I just want to make sure. I've been worried about a lot of things.
By the time your birthday comes around, you're going to realize that you actually have a lot of money.
Oh, great. Yay. Okay. That's great to hear.
You're going... Wow, I actually had a lot of money the whole time. I just didn't realize it.
Okay. Oh, good. That is so good to hear that I'm not going to worry anymore.
yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's the best
All
good
right.
news I can give you.
Okay,
well, thank you for calling,
so much.
Wendy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, well, we're going to take another little break, and we have lines open, folks. This is your time. I know you want to call in. You've been thinking about it. You hesitate. But, you know, I know you have a question. I know I put people in the hot seat, but I'll be nice, I promise. So call in. We're going to take a short break. We're going to listen to the song, my favorite song on the CD, which is Sri Ram, and we'll be right back.
Hare Rama, Rama, 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 Hare
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that song. We have a couple of people now holding, and we're going to start with Krista, who's calling from Portland. Are you there, Krista?
Yeah.
Hello, Krista.
Hi, Robert. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
So you are July 31st, 1980?
Yes.
You must be a handful.
Yeah. So let me check. Are you hearing me okay on this phone?
Yes, I hear you good.
Okay, great. Awesome.
So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I've had a lot of changes in the past few years. I feel like I'm in a continuous Saturn return. But I'm just ending a year-long relationship now, or transitioning out of it, and I've been wanting to manifest something in my music career for a while, and have been trying to find my authentic path of service in relationship to that and make some progress in my life. But my tendency, you probably know, is to put so much energy into my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I learn a lot that way. But so I guess I'm wondering, what does it show for the year? Does it seem like it's a good time to make progress in the career area?
Well, you know, right now, Krista, you're in the most difficult period of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It just began today.
Right, Saturn.
And you have an
ace of
spades.
I'm quite familiar with Saturn.
You have an ace of spades, which is
mm-hmm.
a very, very powerful card of transformation. And usually when it's in Saturn, it's a transformation that we don't really want to have to deal with if we can avoid it, okay?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that it's not definitely always like that, but that's usually how it shows up, okay?
Yeah.
So there's a change. There's a change needed for you, Krista, in the whole way you're approaching your life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time when you can do that if you're ready. You know, if you're ready to take a look.
Mm-hmm.
See, the trouble with Ten of Hearts is, you know what their biggest problem is?
What?
They're too smart.
Damn it.
They're too clever. And they think that the cleverness is the way to do it, get around everything, you know, to avoid responsibility, you know what I'm saying? I can just come up with a plan. I can get out of it.
Yeah.
And they pick relationships often by what they can get from relationships.
Yeah.
You understand? See, the Ten of Hearts has an Eight of Spades in Venus, and Venus is, tells us about our relationships, something about how we are about relationships. The Eight of Spades is like, what can I get out of this relationship? See? So all those things combine to kind of create the life that you've had so far. See?
Right.
And the moment that you're willing to just, you know, take a look, because see, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with how you are. But everything that we do in life has consequences. There are some laws that govern the universe. And no matter how clever somebody is, you can't get around the laws of the universe. They're immutable.
Right.
So once we start harmonizing our actions with those laws of the universe, things in our life have the ability to show up differently. So this could be a great opportunity for you, a time for you to make a positive change that would result in you having a lot more fun and not having to be so clever to get by all the time. Like maybe for example, maybe people actually just really would love you for who you really are and not for who you show.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, you're a Leo. You're the most lucky sign in the whole zodiac. You are. you're worth a lot. You have a lot of value. Now, you know, one thing about Ten of Hearts, too, is they have issues around commitment. I don't know if you're aware of that. Have you discovered that in yourself yet?
Well, yeah.
Fear of commitment.
I have an Aquarius rising, so that adds a lot to that.
Yeah, that's kind of like, it sort of like says the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aquarius rising. So, you know, you sort of getting clear about your commitment issues would be really grand, you know, like get really clear. Like, what do you really want? Do you want a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of relationship? Do you want a marriage or just want a lover? Do you want to have multiple lovers or just one lover? Do you want to have lovers with money or lovers without money? A married partner with money or married partner without? Just get clear and go get it. You're in a wheel. You're going to go get it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. You know, just trying to do the list and the manifestation and just kind of getting clear with what is it that I want. I guess that's been my biggest issue.
Yeah.
Is not being able
to
stick with what I want.
The Saturn period is likely to be really painful in some way for you.
Yeah.
So I'm just preparing you, but it won't be anything unfamiliar. It'll be something that you created.
Right.
So it's and you are like, we had two other callers tonight that are all in their Saturn return. And you're just maybe just starting yours, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Saturn is really about more than anything else? Saturn is about showing us what it's like to be on the other end of a relationship with us.
Oh, boy.
Saturn just wants to make sure that we know what it's like, how grand it is, to be in a relationship with us.
Oh.
He wants to make sure we don't miss out on that.
Well, I try
you know,
to be honorable in that
you're
respect.
You're young, and you'll get through this, and you'll learn, and out of this can come maturity, the kind of maturity that makes a difference, like that would have you make better choices for yourself in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to use that word maturity because it sounds like a drag, you know, like, oh, who wants to be, I don't want to be mature. I don't want to be, like, mature, but I also want to have a good life, you know. You know, Ten of Hearts is the Peter Pan card.
Okay, I see that.
Holy, oh, Peter Pan, all the way. I won't grow up.
I'm trying, though.
Have you seen that movie, Finding Neverland?
I think so. I probably saw that with my kiddos.
With Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, go see it again, and this time see it as you being Peter Pan and then see what you get out of it. It'll be kind of cool.
Okay.
I think you might actually get, it might actually sort of open up some understanding for you about yourself. Are you, you have children?
I do. I have a 7-year-old and an almost 9-year-old little girl.
Okay. And are you planning to have others?
No. I don't think so, I just had a scare about that, but no,
well,
generally.
Well, you got a baby card as your result card this year, so it's a possibility.
So someone else told me something that similar, said, oh, you're pregnant, aren't you? No. Well, maybe you should be careful.
Yeah, you might want to, you know, be aware of that, be conscious.
Yeah, I thought about it, actually, really seriously, but, you know, I've spent the last 8 or so years doing that, so
I tell you, there's
nothing
that'll, there's nothing that'll put a damper on your freedom like having a kid.
Yep. No more Peter Pan.
And for somebody who, you know, really loves their freedom, it's almost like, it's almost comical, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That they would, you know, create a situation where now they have no freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have no freedom, but at least it was my decision about it.
Great, great.
Nobody told me what to do.
So we will be very careful this year.
Yeah, keep those legs together.
Good Lord.
You know, nobody knows that Leo is the real sex sign. They think Scorpio is the sex
sign.
They think Scorpio is the sex sign. They got it all backwards.
I was just in a Jade Goddess workshop this weekend.
Jade? Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay. Yeah, I have heard of those. I know. I think I know what that's about.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to say anything on the air, though. We don't want to shock
our
audience.
No, I won't.
So, you know, that Ten of Hearts can become ten lovers, you know, like constant lovers.
Mm-hmm.
You could also be a teacher. You could be a great teacher.
Yeah, it's in me somewhere, in the communication aspect, the writing, the music, and
it's
the thing that I do best.
Well, the music
so.
Can be your vehicle for sharing information that makes a difference in helping the world. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, you need to get to this year. This is your end of a 7-year cycle. You're in a transformation year. You need to have this transformation happen first inside. And then you'll be ready for the new life that will follow on your next birthday.
Got it. So do you think it seems doable? I mean, I'm sure I'll figure it out through the process, but to be manifesting a CD project by the summer, or does that seem like it might be difficult to do? I mean,
well,
everything's difficult.
I tell you what, you know, no, nothing is impossible. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I will never say, you know, something is not doable. You know, anything is definitely doable. Okay? So, it's just that this Saturn period is going to have more in store for you than just working on a new project. I think there's going to be things that will come up for you that you haven't encountered yet that will take your focus off that a little bit, you know?
Uh-huh.
This is what I'm thinking. Now, I could be wrong, of course, but this is what I think.
Sure.
So, you know, I wouldn't really, if I saw the cards you have, I wouldn't make huge plans until I saw what's in store for me in Saturn.
Mm-hmm. And that is a 52-day period?
It is, and it began today.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. So, you know, but I think your ideas are good. I think you need to do your music. I think you need to get on with that.
Mm-hmm.
Something where you're out there giving to the world and not just chasing men.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with chasing men either.
Yeah.
This doesn't fulfill you on every other level.
Right, right.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure. Why don't you check back with us sometime in the middle of your Saturn period? Love to hear what's going on.
All right, thanks.
You're very welcome. Have a nice night.
All right, thanks, Robert.
Bye. Okay, and now waiting patiently, we have Celeste on line 4. Are you there, Celeste?
I am, Robert.
Did you hear all the stuff I said about Leos?
Oh, my goodness. And Saturn, and I'm frightened.
You're frightened? Oh, because you're going into Saturn, too.
Yeah, and I must say I'm a little nervous.
Oh, you got a couple nines there in Saturn. No kidding.
And not only that, but the person I've been dating for the last year, which is actually the most serious relationship for me, I think, is a nine of clubs.
Oh, yes.
And it's seriously rocky for us for the last couple of months anyway.
Well, then you must be all, then you must really be prepared for this thing ending then. You must know that's a possibility.
Yeah.
You can't be sitting there just like fantasizing that, you know, it's going to last forever. Can
you? I know. That's been really difficult because I've looked at him and he is the only person I know that I could look at him and read his card, and he is nothing like that.
Nothing like what?
Nothing like what his birth card says about him.
What's his birthday?
December 9th, 1971.
Oh, okay. So what is there about him that's not like what you think, what you read?
Let's see. I think that was his first girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
He just doesn't have nothing compared to everything about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, he might be a little late to the party, Celeste.
I think so, yeah.
Some people are kind of slow bloomers in that regard, you know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't mean they're not going to bloom at all, though.
So it's going to end, I basically. Is that really what's going on? I've had a lot of changes in the last couple of months. I left a job and decided to go freelance on my own. So I'm a little nervous about that, but I've been very fortunate so far, and I'm pretty resourceful, so I think I'm going to be okay.
Well, Queen of Clubs don't really have bad karma in the work sphere. They usually have very good work karma.
Not good. Yes, I've been okay so far. There's been times where I definitely get very nervous, but it works itself out.
I mean, you're good. I'm sure you're good at what you do. And people find your service, your work, whatever, to be very valuable.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm also thinking of doing something else these days, but I just don't know how to quite leap into it. I do it as a hobby. I take photographs and stuff. But I think maybe I want to do that. And I've been spending a lot of time doing that. I guess my most it's the Saturn thing is what's driving me nuts.
Well, if you're just sitting there worrying about this relationship ending, you might as well just get that out of your system and just be ready for that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just be ready to let it go. If you can't, if you're so attached to him that this is going to devastate you, then you're already hurt.
Right, right.
Because our attachment is what creates the pain and suffering in our lives. And you know, there's no such thing as really letting go of somebody, really. Ultimately, if you love somebody, if there's something that that person didn't give you that you really wanted, you know what? You're going to get it someday. It may not be in this lifetime, but you'll get it. Kind of strange to say, isn't it? But that's how it goes. Do you know you're the same birthday as Halle Berry?
I'm sorry?
Do you know you're the same birthday as Halle Berry?
Oh, I am.
Are you as hot as Halle Berry?
No, I couldn't say I am. She's gorgeous. But
well, you know, just checking out. I mean, you're a Leo. You're supposed to be really hot stuff, so what's going on?
It's been very difficult for me because I'm a Queen of Clubs, and I always want the other card to be able to read from, and I don't have that.
You want the other card to what?
I wanted a personality card or something.
Oh, no, you don't want to. You want to be a Queen of Clubs. What's wrong with that? It's a great card. What's wrong with being a Queen of Clubs?
Oh, nothing. I'm happy about it. I just would want the other, just in case, to have the other one to read for.
Oh, yeah. You don't get it. You don't even get a ruling card. You only got one card.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't this funny? Like, we can always find something to whine about, no matter how good our life is.
But I definitely wanted to tell you that when I was 26, a long time ago, I moved to San Francisco and I found your books in a used bookstore and have since gifted 2 sets of them to my girlfriends. Thank you so much.
Oh, that is so cool. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. you know, you're going to be okay. This pattern period, just, you know what I do when I see something scary coming? Not everybody does this, but it works for me, and maybe it'll work for you.
Yeah.
I just keep replaying that situation out in my head. I just keep imagining it as happening until I can feel okay about it. Maybe that doesn't help you at all.
No, it does. It does. I'm just looking at how the rest of my year will pan out. It's been a really strange one.
Well, you know, things come and go. Influences. It's like, don't worry about that when you got so much on your plate just to deal with right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
I wouldn't be too concerned about the rest of your year when you got some really big stuff coming right now. And just be ready for it. You know, your cards show that by your birthday, you're going to be really fired up and moving ahead in your life. That's what your cards say.
What does it say? I'm sorry.
It says by your next birthday, you're going to be really fired up and moving forward in your life.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah. Hard to believe right now because you're sitting there worried about Saturn.
I know. Yeah.
And I can't do much about your worry because there is no answer to worry because worry just is worry. You just stop worrying if you can. Just relax, lighten up and relax. And everything will be fine. Nobody can has a solution for worry, you know. Are you there?
Thank you so much.
Well, it's great talking to you, and I do wish you well. And why don't you check back with us? You know, you can come back and say, hey, Robert, it wasn't so bad. I survived it. Yeah. let the rest of our listeners know how you survived your Saturn period.
Okay, well, definitely.
Because you will survive it. It's not going to be an hour.
Okay. I hope so. Thank you, Robert.
Okay, great. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was a loud crash there once you got off the phone. Okay, well, we do have Kevin on line 2 from Indianapolis. Are you there, Kevin?
Yes, I am.
And, Kevin, before we begin, is your birthday February 16, 1974?
Yes.
Great, we got you nailed in. So what can we do for you this evening?
Relationship issues.
Okay.
I had called in earlier, about 3 or 4 months ago, and I had the Two of Hearts at the end of last year as a result.
Yeah.
And that definitely occurred, and now I'm entering the Three of Hearts, which I'm starting to receive multiple opportunities now. Now I don't know what to do because I've got an Ace of Hearts and Pluto, which I want to basically start from scratch.
So, in other words, you met somebody, that happened, and now you're seeing the grass is greener somewhere else.
Well, pretty much. I'm basically still with the person I met at the end of the year, and you know, and there's definitely other. I've met a couple others, so I'm definitely seeing the grass is greener.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of what Three of Hearts will do to you. But, you know, I should say to you that that's not the theme of your year or anything. It's a temporary.
Right. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know it's a temporary.
It's not going to last that
long. I know.
I mean, it will bug you for a month or so. And you may actually decide to not be with this person. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, by the time your year's over, you're not even going to look back on this. You won't even remember this.
Right. I'm definitely feeling like you're right. What I see happening is cleaning up my health habits. And hopefully that will bring in someone more that I'm more attracted to. But
yeah, like what do? Take drugs or something?
No. This is just partying with, you know, the good time Charlie.
you know, women don't go for that too much. Some do.
But I don't know if it's exactly that. It's the actual just, you know, not feeling as good as I could be. But,
yeah, absolutely. You know, I did a training program a couple years ago. I've talked about it before on my show. It's called Legacy, but it's actually given in other areas called other things. It's quite a commitment of time. It's about 2 weeks of your life, and it costs you maybe $1,500 or more. But this would give you, I was just thinking of how you were saying, you know, you really want to have a better quality relationship, you know? And that training would give you that, guaranteed.
Right.
Because that training would cause you to be a new person, Kevin. It would transform you. You can't have a better woman until you're a better man. Not just physically fit, but from the inside out. So, something like that would be really powerful and it would do it for you. Just as
Well,
but things are good. I think this is going to be a good year. You're going to look back and go, wow, this is a good year.
Yeah, it should be. I just got a new job. And I'm,
you should be going to the stars. I would be shooting for the stars this year if I were you. I'd be going for the big promotion and the big money, the big bucks. I'd be going for all of it if I were you.
Well, I just got a job with the most money I've ever made, so that's kind of already happened. I don't know if you could look into the cards as far as I can tell you the dates of the people and the, that I'm actually in a relationship with.
Yeah, what's her birthday?
One is 4/10/85.
How many do you have?
Just two.
Oh, okay.
Well,
April
I had
actually. I mean, April 10th?
April 10th, 85.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then the other one is my birthday, too. She's named May, 82.
Oh, yeah. I think you called in before. Well, you have a past life love connection with the April 10th birthday. Pretty strong. And also, she is like your Neptune card, so it will be very hard for you to get her out of your mind.
Okay.
She's got strong freedom issues, though, and some people of that birthday can't really make a commitment. They'll find some way to not make it.
I think, to me, it feels like she's more a benefit to me, and I'm not used to having that.
I'm just telling you what I see.
Okay.
And that she, there's a good, strong possibility she's got freedom issues. Do you know what that means, freedom issues?
Oh, yeah, she's definitely independent.
Yeah.
She definitely, that's definitely a major thing in her life.
And sometimes those issues can cause a person to not have long-term committed relationships. I'm not saying that's necessarily true for her, but it's always a possibility with that birthday.
Sure.
So you need to be aware of that, because what if you're thinking, no, long-term with her, but she's not able to do it?
Sure.
It's not personal, but what if she just can't give that to anybody? That may be true, see? So something to be aware of. But her two of spades part of her is very marriageable, so it's a toss-up.
Sure.
Okay. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's definitely helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely know it. Stay away from the Queen of Diamonds woman. I definitely have experienced that in my life. So
you might have some good sex, like what, for one night, but that'll be about it.
Well, I could foresee that, and I could also foresee myself giving the rest of my money to her for the rest of my life. So.
Oh, because you owe her, right?
I owe her, and I could tell they would. I'd be owing her big time. So.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate you saying that.
besides that, I wanted to thanks for the cards, and I'm a typical Nine of Diamonds. I went through this, I guess you call it the crisis of consciousness, about as far as relating to money in my mid-20s, and that kind of all changed with a book by Stuart Weil, The Trick to Money is Having Some.
Yep, which I recommend people. I recommend people read that book. It's a great book.
Yeah, that's definitely Gleason's attention I used to have, maybe from a past life of either spending too much money or wanting too much of everything. So that definitely has that definitely helped me a lot.
That's wonderful. It's great to hear that. Glad to hear it. Well, thanks for being a guest tonight, Kevin, and calling back again. And keep checking in with us. We'd like to hear from you.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night. Okay, we have time for one more caller, and we do have one more from Chicago named Catalina. Are you there, Catalina?
I am here.
Are you May 3rd, 1967?
That's correct.
So who are you driving crazy these days?
Myself, probably.
Nobody else?
No. Actually, the reason I'm... Should I just...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, by 1 o'clock. Actually, I'm looking ahead at next year, and I actually just happened to tune in on the call on the show today, and you were talking about the Ace of Spades and Saturn, which I actually have for next year as well. My question is, we have our destiny card and then our secondary card, the planetary ruling card.
Yeah, you have your birth card and your planetary ruling card. That's correct.
Right. So my Ace of Spades is on my planetary ruling card.
Yes.
So I'm trying to understand the effect. I've never quite been clear. I know that they mean... The planetary card means something, and the destiny card is, from what I understand, the birth card is a stronger influence. For example, if I was going to read the cards for somebody and I could only pick one to read, you know, the birth card or the planetary card, my understanding is that the birth card would be a stronger influence.
So here's the best way to look at it. Imagine that these two cards of yours, the Three of Spades and the Seven of Clubs, represent two distinctive parts of your personality.
Okay.
You have them both, and they're each kind of there, you know. Like, I'm a Queen of Diamonds and Ace of Diamonds, and I can really see that my Queen of Diamonds part is very nurturing, but my Ace of Diamonds part is just really ambitious and really selfish. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you got Three of Spades, which is this work thing and drama and romance and stuff. And you got the Seven of Clubs, which is desire for to be recognized, likes to spend money. You follow me?
Uh-huh.
So it's good to get to know those two separate cards and relate to each of those as part of who you are. And to be able to distinguish one from the other. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's my Three of Spades part, and that's my... You know, Three of Spades might be your artistic part, and Seven of Clubs is, well, the part of me that wants to be famous as an artist. As an example, you see?
Right.
But then once you get that clear picture of what is the one card and what is the other card, then when you look at those spreads for the next year, the cards in each spread will tell you what's going on to that part of you.
Okay.
And that's the way to do it. So, yeah, you have an Ace of Spades and Saturn next year in your ruling card spread, and it will be affecting your Seven of Clubs part of yourself. And, you know, it's a little too early to be worrying about that, to be honest.
Okay. I know it is, but I am a bit of a, well, this is a pattern I'm trying to break, is the worry pattern.
Well, maybe that's a Seven of Clubs thing, by the way, the worry.
Plus, I know, I'm very aware of that.
Both of those things. The Seven of Clubs is the going pessimistic, ballistic on it, you know. And the Three of Spades is just the worry stuff, right? So maybe that Ace of Spades will be the end of all this pessimism. See, look at the good side. It could create a death of a part of you, you see? Possibly.
Right. But I also have the other thing that I was looking at is the Four Hearts Displacement, which...
Yeah.
You know, it kind of explains that you know, in your book it talks about, has mixed influences, but, you know, some of the things that you write in these explanations well, for me, you know, I mean, you know, you're right that, let me find it here. Well, just something that, you know, you're not going to like it, you know, something could.
Right.
Could,
yeah.
You'll be wrestling with. I mean, it sounds like I'm going to.
It is a somewhat frightening collection of influences for one Saturn period, to be frank with you. Okay? It is. But there are a lot of people your birthday who are still walking around who are older than you. Do you understand? And maybe
right.
you need to go find some of those people and ask them, what happened when you were 41 years old?
Right. And actually, I do have a friend who he's also Seven of Clubs as his second card, or his planetary
card.
And yeah. Well, his ruling card. Yeah, his ruling card, sorry.
Uh-huh.
And his period is coming up in March, so I'm going to be watching what happens for him very closely.
So you call him up and then you go, I'm just checking to see if you're still alive.
Right.
You're not going to tell him about the card, just say it. Are you still alive? Okay, everything all right? Okay, just wanted to know. That's great. I appreciate your candor. But go look at lots of Seven of Clubs people and see what happened to all them, birth card people too, you know, when they were 41.
Well, I don't know them. I only know one.
Well, go find some more. They're out there. There's tons of them.
Well, don't you have some examples?
Well, you know, they're my Saturn card, so I don't have a lot of Seven of Clubs close friends, you know.
I'm your Saturn card? Is that what you said?
Seven of Clubs is my Saturn card.
Oh.
So I don't have a lot of Seven of Clubs close associates. I do have, you know, I do know people, but, you know, there's several. But I have people that are Seven of Clubs. They all made it to that year. But I would suggest you look around and find some other stuff. You got a whole year to figure this out anyway, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. I've always, the Saturn period, you know, I actually pay pretty close attention to. And to be frank, most of the time, well, especially this year was, I don't want to swear on the air, but it was really kind of shitty. And so I actually, and I know that, you know, the Saturn is, the planet of lessons and learning and things like, you know,
things that we don't like.
I really dread this period, and my time comes always during the holiday season as well.
Yeah,
so I just feel like disappearing, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
The timing of it just is, and it's always going to be like that, so... You know, Christmas and the holidays come around, and
yeah, I know
my
lots
Saturn,
of people
whatever
are,
it is.
I know lots of people who are Tauruses, and you know, Christmas is not the happy time of year for them.
Yeah,
which is interesting because Taurus is such a giving sign, so it seems like a paradox that they would end up with a Saturn period in the most giving time of the year. You know, it does seem a little strange to me when I think about it. But back to you, and we have to go soon because we're over the limit here for our time.
Oh, okay.
On the show, but you know we can talk again. But why don't you do some research between now and then? Find some people that are Seven of Clubs. They're out there. Just start asking people their birthday. It'll be a fun project for you. And find out what happened to them when they were 41. People that are older than 41.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I will do that, and because I think I'm recalling one person who also has that. Although, you know, memory doesn't, when you ask people their, I'm
oh,
not sure.
Oh, some people, but see, some people really do remember really well. I found that to be true. Some people won't, but a lot of people will. So,
yeah.
You know, give it a shot, see what happens.
Yeah. I will definitely check in with you, though, after, well, that's like a year from now or whatever.
Well, hopefully we'll talk to you before then.
Right. I might call in about my friend and tell you what happened to him.
Okay, yeah, that'll be good. That'll be great, yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay, Catalina. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And get some sleep tonight. Don't worry too much.
I will.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, that about winds up our show. I hope you had a enjoyed it. I hope you learned something about the cards or about yourself, about life. Hope something good came from this experience tonight. We'll be back next week, same time, with our show. If you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like to hear me talk about, feel free to email me. I'm always open. We're going to listen to the Gayatri song as we close tonight, as we always do. It's the most popular song on the CD. I hope you enjoy it. And this is Robert Camp saying good night and have a great week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Om Purvama Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Purvama Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Savitur Varinyam Bhargo
go deva kya dhimahi deyo yona prachodaya om burbhuva swaha tat savitur variyam bharu deva kya dhimahi deyo yona prachodaya
Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayat.